What up, nerds? If you like a D&D heavy session, then you probably should just go to the next episode. Or the one after that. Or, you know what? You probably should just find a different podcast. Let's roll.
All right.
Glenn's turn.
Glennifer.
He is going to cast 4 charges. Fuck it. We'll just cast 5 charges from his Wand of Magic Missile.
Oh my god. On which one?
Number 1.
Okay.
So that's what? 3 plus another 4.
Well, you got to roll, too.
I know. 74.
74?
20 points of force damage on number 1.
Okay.
Did I kill it?
Nope.
Come on!
So angry.
You should have done Turn Undead.
I don't know if they're undead or not.
He said they're undead.
Did you?
Yeah.
I deal with Turn Undead too.
You can't now. It's too late.
We're going to die now.
Zod.
Zod hit number 1.
Okay.
It's almost dead. Actually, roll. You can roll all 3, but then damage. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you damage them individually.
Dixie, is that flaxseed meal? Delicious.
21. Does a 21 hit?
Fuck off, baby.
21 hits.
Okay, so they all hit.
Yeah, so roll the first d10 against number 1 and see if it kills it.
Did you have that when you went to Ruth Chris?
12.
Sat with your Ray Roo trout? 12 points of damage?
Number 1?
Number 1.
That was chilling sea bass, and it was delicious. I have no regrets.
Nice.
16.
16 more damage, number 1?
Okay.
Did that kill it?
Nope.
Come on. Savage, man.
14.
That killed it.
Yay!
Alright, so one.
Nope, nope. Nope, 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 nope. I'm saying nope. Cliff, what are you doing? Put it back.
It's the wrong ones. The
yellows.
The yellows.
Yeah.
Nope, nope, nope. Nope, nope, nope.
No, thank you! No, thank you!
Don't force it in! That was very nice of you, Dixie, making meatballs.
My pleasure.
Put a little flaxseed meal in there for me.
But I'll be regular tonight.
Are we pausing?
Oh, I don't know. It's up to you guys. If you want to eat right now.
We can probably do a couple more rounds.
All right, do another. I'll just get another beer. Is this also your recycling, or do you have a
sack? I have actual recycling. You just put on the...
It's fine.
With the IPA thing. Yeah, perfect.
I might have a beer with lunch. Just one. It's not going to hurt me, right?
You should definitely have a beer with lunch.
Beer me. Unless you want the voodoo.
No, I'll go with the lower.
Pussy.
Oh my God. I brought pussy beer for everyone.
What's that taste like?
Well, it depends on what I
eat. Turn it around.
You know, pussy tastes different if they eat asparagus.
I don't think that's true.
I would hate to be the guy that had to do that.
I know that. I know that if you eat a lot of garlic, it's not great for oral man.
Mm.
So I do it all the time.
You eat garlic and give oral to men.
Yep.
It burns. Thank you.
No, I mean,
take the garlic out of your mouth at least. You get on your knees, then they hear a jar popping.
What was that?
What was that noise?
Use fresh garlic.
Just cracking his gums with minced garlic.
You monster. That's interesting.
Then you clamp your hands on his butt cheek and he can't get away.
This is happening.
Can we get you
closer?
Oh, that's 2.
No.
That's 2. Don't worry. We'll...
You're too relaxed at home.
Oh, yeah. This is a new environment. You're not used to having to watch yourself.
What do you get? What are you cracking open there?
A voodoo ranger.
Yeah, I'll just take one of those.
Variety pack?
Sure.
Anyone in particular?
Nope. Variety it.
This has like a great taste to it.
Thanks.
It's the Philly Standard Punch.
Mm.
not sure.
You work hard, so you should drink easy.
I'm not sure I like it.
Nah, it's kind of got a little fruity taste to it.
Yeah, with pineapple, orange, lemon, blueberry, blackberry, and raspberry. That's too much for me. That's too fruity.
Too many berries for you? Berries.
I get to deal with one or two berries. That's like...
you do deal with two berries.
That's a good one.
Yeah, go ahead. Monster's turn. Go. Go, go, go.
And no, it's Fanta's turn.
No, it's not. It's the purple guy's turn.
Oh. Zod just won.
They're not really purple, you know.
Purple right. And one green.
So number one is going to attack
Fanta.
Ooh, that probably hits. 26.
Yes.
And 23. That didn't hit. Okay, so 26 hits.
I can't believe I have to start with two shots next time.
You don't have to start. We can wait until like lunch.
Lunch. I'll have two shots with my lunch.
I recommend
she'll be completely gone from the game by then.
I recommend before lunch.
Oh, it's going to be awful. I'm like worried about it.
Take them with your donuts. We talked about this. She'll move, and then we won't know where she went.
Exactly.
I'm out. No. Change my name, my number.
Quit my job, get a new name, just to avoid.
People that haven't drank it before are like, is it that bad? And we'll, yeah, we totally get it.
I would consider faking my own death.
Oh my god. Alright, so that is... These guys don't do a lot of damage.
Yay!
Lame.
Little bitches.
Good thing we took the other guys out first.
That is 12 points of damage on Vapanta. And then the next guy is attacking. Does a...
12 points of damage.
Does an 18 hit.
No.
Does a... 20 hit.
Yes.
Okay.
I assume you're hitting Weeblo.
Yeah.
I thought we were hitting Bond.
That is 9 points of damage.
Okay.
Lickens.
I did.
Natural 20.
Aw, oh, come on.
Son of a...
Number 3. Who's next?
Yay!
Oh, that's Automon.
Oops. Okay, natural 20 for the first hit. Second hit, it does a 22 hit.
Yes.
All right, so the first hit is double damage.
Are you okay? No.
17 points for the first hit.
Oh, that's fine.
And
just brush it off.
10 points for the next hit. So 27 total. Number 4.
Weeblo. Why'd you pick so many enemies?
I rolled it. Totally my fault, though, because I made this up. that guy just
I have to roll 2d6.
Why is it so hot?
It was a d6 I had to roll, and I rolled 6. That's not normal. So d5, 17 is 23. Does a 23 hit?
Yes.
Okay. Does a... That one hits them, too.
Come on.
Weeblo. For number 5?
Oh, number 5. No, that would be Zod.
All right, so they just both hit Zod, too.
He didn't even ask you your AC.
He didn't.
I know your AC.
What's my AC?
Your AC is like 21, I think.
Nope.
19?
Wait, mine or Zod's?
Zod.
18.
Okay, then they definitely hit. First hit does 8 points of damage. Second hit does 12 points of damage. So 22. And number 6, I will roll. He's going to just attack the attack last time, which is Glenn. That doesn't hit. 20, right? That also doesn't hit. Alright. That's their round.
Alright, Vanta. Your turn. Kick its ass.
17?
No.
Son of a bitch. 21?
Yes. Which one are you hitting?
That's you, so I guess 1.
Yeah. Hold on for a second, let me get my...
Was that English?
I have 3 third level smites. Should we use them all at the same time? Because these are like horrible
people. You might as well use one. Yeah, see what...
One or all?
Well, you can only use one. You only attack once. You only hit once, rather.
Well, I thought we put both of the second level.
We did, because you hit twice.
Oh, you're right.
You can only apply it per hit.
Fine, a third level then.
So that's 5, so 68.
Can you...
The needful.
Please do the needful.
68.
Wow.
26 points of damage.
On number
Thank
one.
You.
Yes.
Okay.
Is that that?
No, well, it's just the smite, right? Don't you also get your weapon damage?
That was part of it.
Oh.
All right. It is... Oh, you get another hit. You get another attack.
No, she missed the first one.
Oh. It's Weevil's turn. Do something good, Weevil.
He doesn't really have weapons to kill these things.
Turn on dead.
Good.
Yeah. I mean, that's all. That's Glenn. All right, I guess I'll attack number four. Oh, jeez. The 10 was sideways, and my brain was trying to put it all together, and I was like, that's not a number! Because it's the digital dice, so they break it up, and I just fucked my head. Yeah, so they probably both hit.
Okay.
A minimum 23.
Yeah, they both hit.
15 plus 16.
31.
31 plus 6 more. 37 points of damage.
And this is number 4?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And number 3, 2, 3, and 4 have to make a DC 16 roll to see if they get 4 points of damage.
No.
Yes.
Oh,
okay. It's my thing. This is what I do.
That's his thing. But wait, it's his thing.
Put your thing away. Which ones?
2, 3, and 4.
2, 3, and 4. Missed it. Yes. Missed it.
Yes. Burn.
Man. Oh. Two, so it takes 4. 3 takes 4. And that's it. All right. It is Automon's turn.
Okay.
You can try and turn off undead.
Do you want to move up one to attack 4? Because then you get your sneak attack, right? If you're next to someone.
Did you say sneak attack?
Get your sneak attack. It means attack.
Yeah, right, you don't get it if it's by, if you're by yourself, right?
No, thank you.
I get it. If I just use a finesse or a ranged weapon, I get it.
Oh, okay.
But is 4 pretty beat up? Should I target 4?
I mean, that's the one I just hit for 31 points of damage.
Alright, yeah, I'll hit 4.
We should try and guess who everyone's shoes are.
Right on.
I think I can guess.
Yeah, okay. Do I get advantage if I move here?
If you guess right, you get a donut.
No.
Wow. I'm going to say the black ones are...
You can't call them that.
The all black would be...
Fully black?
That's, fully black.
I have no idea what that is.
It would be...
are those Bruce. Like the outdoor sneakers?
Yeah, they're Bruce's.
They're all black.
No.
There's three pairs of all black shoes.
The ones that are have no other color on them.
Yeah.
They're Bruce's.
They work outside.
And you can tell. those are the other ones.
Who? Right, I knew he was going to do it while he was naming things.
Yeah, write it down. It's fine. the Adidas are Dixie.
No, I don't have any Adidas.
Oh.
Shots.
Wait, they're Brooks. No, they're Salomon. Are you thinking these are Adidas?
No, I was thinking the one that said Adidas.
They're mine. They're mine.
That was awesome.
Oh. I should have figured they're very gay looking.
The Adidas or the Salomons?
You get them from the Yeezy collection?
I got them off of Amazon because they were on sale.
How much were they?
$30.
Hmm.
Not bad.
That is good. Yeah, he apologized good. For being anti-Semitic. Said it was off his meds.
Who, Cliff?
Never!
I'll never apologize for that!
Hey, tell that fucking Hollywood pedophiles, all of them.
37.
Anyway, I'm making a Jesus film.
I'm making a film about Jesus.
He was off his meds. Get out of here.
He said he regrets it.
Yeah. Well, of course he did, because you had massive backlash.
Yeah. Did he also regrets saying Hitler wasn't that bad? Because he did say that.
he did not mention Hitler in this article.
Well, that's good, I
Probably
guess.
Smart.
I mean, that's right direction.
It's tough to mention Hitler and do anything good with it. Like, you can say, I really don't like Hitler, and then people are going to go... Why would you even say that?
Why would you even bring it up?
Was that under...
Nobody was talking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no one asked.
I'm going to bring that up at dinner tonight. You know what? I don't like Hitler.
I've been reading up on this guy.
It'll be super great because we're having our old neighbors over and they're Jewish.
Nice. Hey, guys, I don't like Hitler.
I'm not a fan.
Not.
I just want to say for the record, I don't like
Hitler. Yeah, I don't like what he did.
I love your whole silly little religion.
Going into Russia in winter was stupid.
With the candles and shit, it's great. Love it.
And the oil or lack thereof. Is this, I think the daughter came over to your house when we were there one time. There one time. Of the neighbors?
Possibly, yeah. Okay. That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. 37 on 4.
Yeah, well, that's a hit.
No,
that's a bad hit. All
right, that's actually pretty good.
It didn't kill it?
No. These guys, I told you, none of these guys are jokes. These guys have a lot of hit points.
We're going to take a long
time. So I'm smiting my ass off over here.
It just so happened I rolled a 6. It wasn't supposed to be that many. All right. It is now Glenn's turn.
This is Glenn's turn.
All right. It's charging, but it's still going down. I don't understand how this works.
I get it.
My phones do that when they're about to die.
It's like when you sleep, but you still wake up time.
Or you wake up every hour.
Yeah.
That's every day, my friend.
Yeah. Fuck.
I wake up late.
Fuck. You're like, iPad. I get it.
I feel you, Mom.
I feel you, Mom.
I feel you, Mom.
All right. Yeah, fuck it. I cast Turn Undead.
Yes. Okay, what's the DC? We talked about this before. So Turn Undead. It doesn't matter level, right?
What are you looking for?
Okay.
No. Are they under a CR of 1/2 or lower?
Maybe if I unplug
they are not.
His okay, recharge, well then, no.
That's not a thing.
But I didn't know if there was a CR that it cut off.
No, there's no CR. It just they have to make a wisdom saving throw. Right. I assume DC 18 because that's my save.
Yeah, probably. Missed. Made it. D2. Missed it. D3. Missed it. D4. Missed it. D5. Missed it. D6. So D2 is like, hey guys, where are you going?
Yeah. A turn creature must spend its turns trying to move as far away from you as it can, and it can't willingly move to a space within 30 feet of you. It also can't take reactions. For its actions, it can only use the dash action or try to escape from the effect that prevents it from moving.
Well, they basically just sneak back into the shadows, Ben.
Yeah, except for number 2.
Except for number 2. He's like, guys.
Well, those won't matter. I assume they're going to go away for good.
I mean, they wouldn't be back.
Yeah. The only one that number 4, hold on, number 4, we could take reactions to it to try to hit it. It would run that way.
But if you hit it, then it's not going to retreat.
These guys.
Huh?
For the guys you turn, you get half XP.
Yeah, that's why I said we could kill the other.
Kill the one guy.
Kill the one guy, maybe 4. All right, Willow, as a parting shot, hits him.
As a parting shot?
Because he's engaged.
On the undead guy?
Yeah. You would.
I mean, the turn guy?
Opportunity attack.
You can't do that.
Why?
Because if you attack someone that's turned, it stops.
It'll stay.
Doesn't say that.
That's true. No, it is.
That was my understanding of that.
I think you're talking about fear.
Nope. If you turn someone and attack them, they are no longer turned.
I do believe that is correct.
I don't think so. I think you're thinking of other things.
Mm-mm. Nope.
It's getting heated.
It's getting dicey.
Getting to the real part of D&D. Roll like an ears.
Spend 2 hours on Jeffrey Epstein and then another hour just looking up rules.
It's so fun.
Why do I listen to this?
Yeah, duration 1 minute until the creature takes damage.
Oh, okay.
You piece of shit.
Whoa.
I mean, you could say a Weeblo forgot about that and takes a swing.
Whoa.
I could.
And do you want to do that?
Sure, why not? Try see if you hit him, then he comes back. Which one are you going for?
I did hit him. When I rolled for it. Do you want to roll again?
Which one is it? No, roll.
Number 4.
Number 4, okay. So how much damage?
14 points of damage.
14. Okay.
And Autumn's just like, no! Mm-hmm.
Glenn's like, what are you doing?
It's not, what? I was hitting him. That's what I was doing 2 seconds ago. He tried to move and I hit him again.
Now he stays.
Does he move a space?
I don't think
No, he would have just turned around.
He would just stay in that space then. Yeah, so he can't.
Because you're taking an opportunity attack.
Yeah.
So they have to be next to you.
Oh, can you make me take attacks too?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now that we're next to each other, yeah.
Son of a bitch.
I forgot.
Don't charge me.
Sorry.
Are you? Yeah, that's what I thought.
All right, so I'm just going to say that these guys aren't coming back. Well, they might, but not right now.
That's right, we didn't hit any of them.
No, you did.
Keep track of that.
I do. If I don't, it's... Nothing ever goes.
All right, well, it's Zod's turn. Go ahead, Zod. Eldritch Blast.
Sorry, I was just looking.
Stop singing Pink Pony Girl.
No! Put a blast on... He'll do four.
Yeah, do the same thing where you do the one at a time.
I imagine the Eldritch Blast.
They all hit.
A lot of glitter now. Pew! Pew! They're definitely not as intimidating.
Nine on four. Does it kill him?
Nine on four?
Yeah.
It definitely doesn't kill him, no.
Yeah. Another nine.
Okay.
Does that kill him?
And a 13.
Okay.
Bublo regrets hitting him more.
See right. What you've done?
And, oh, you know, two is still there. It's one that fled.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
Did you hear that?
What was that noise?
How could I not?
What was that?
I think a demon. It was Dixie's sleep paralysis demon.
Your sleep paralysis demon's
big
demon.
I don't know what I would do if I saw a sleep paralysis.
Can you imagine?
That would be horrifying. It's just me with God crying. Hey, Dixie, how you doing? You're frozen.
No, don't go.
I'm just going to...
Wake up in a cold sweat.
I'm just going to check and see what's in the fridge.
I'll send you an email.
No.
Can you take a look at it?
No.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Anyway, I'm going to go. You can wake up now.
Oh, my God.
All right. It is...
That was their turn.
It's their turn? Okay, so...
They're both next to Weeblo.
Would they be smart enough to get advantage?
Yeah, they are.
And go, well, he'd be between Weeblo and Vonta at that point.
If they get advantage? They get advantage on either of them?
If number two wants an advantage on Weeblo, he has to get between.
Would he do that?
No, that's why he didn't do it last time.
Okay.
Especially now, he's got less hit points. So, all right. Does a... Nope.
Yay!
18?
No. Nope.
All right. And now it's the other guy's turn.
Nope.
Why?
Oh, sorry.
Got a little ahead of yourself.
No, thank you.
That's it. That hits 25.
Mm.
And 26.
Mm.
Right. He is actually, this guy's going to use one of his attacks to do a soul siphon.
I don't like that.
Siphon my soul, Poppy.
You need to make a constitution saving throw on that one.
Yay! Oh, he's done. There's no way I'm missing this.
You take half damage. Still half.
Hell on 30.
He fucking constituted the shit out of it.
He did. What was it? 5d10.
Your constitution's so high.
Oh, God. I hate it.
Constitute all over me.
29 points, so half. That would be
14.
14 points. Yeah. And then the other attack does...
Chicka-chicka.
Chicka-chicka. Bow. 6 points of damage.
Okay.
After a turn. Not as intimidating as they used to be.
Okay. Vonta, you can get advantage on number two.
Okay.
So you can roll two dice.
Hit.
I think they both hit, right?
One well, that was matter. An advantage. So. Advantage.
Yeah,
roll again.
Yeah.
She digitally manipulates the number two.
Roll that in the other dice. does a... 19. What do you have a plus? 19? Does a 19 hit?
Yes.
Alright, do you want to do two?
Does 16 hit?
No.
It doesn't matter.
You got two hits.
Sure.
Alright, do you want to do two?
Another third level?
Well, no, just do two first levels.
You think?
Which one? D2?
Yeah, at this point, we don't need to...
That's already... Okay. That's 68 then.
Okay. Yep.
39 points of damage. Wow, that was a good digital roll there. 877773. Wow.
I think you're messing with the AI.
I did not.
Look at that. It looks almost exactly like the Google rolls, doesn't it?
It's a screenshot.
Why would you say that?
Did you preload all of this?
What?
Oh, no.
Look, all eight. It's amazing.
Let me roll. No.
Don't touch my phone. He swipes back, just gallery with all these different screenshots of rolled dice. What's wrong with you?
And dead Chinese people. So many.
I had no idea it was all the Chinese people that were doing this stuff.
They're the ones that release the videos. Like that's the,
have the black market.
I mean,
supply chain.
There's like industrial accidents.
Yellow market
that Bruce watches all the time.
Like what? Like when somebody's hair gets caught in a machine?
Yeah.
The industrial accident.
Do you ever see the ones where it's like the guy, it's like, it's usually something spinning at ridiculous speed and the guy like touches it and then he looks like a rubber band.
He just gets sucked into it.
Takes the whole body.
Oh, yeah. Jeez. It's like an instant.
Like just a printing, those printing machines, like the ones, yeah.
I'd be terrified.
I've seen the one where the guy like touched it and it was, and he just like,
pink dust.
He was basically paper. At that point.
No, it just crushes, like he turns into, like...
Jelly.
Jelly. Like, just a sack full of jelly, like...
Like Santa Claus.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more... A lot more red and way more horrifying.
He turns into a sack full of Jerry.
Who's Jerry? Oh, no. He's a sack full of Jerry. This is some racist shit.
One of our more racist conversations.
One of our less racist conversations. All
right, we blister.
Yeah.
Let's go. That's a hit.
You don't know.
That's a hit. 24.
Yeah.
Fuck's my d8. 13 plus 16 plus 6, 35 points of damage.
For which one?
Number 2.
Okay.
Auto man. Now you can get advantage on 4 if you'd like.
Oh, I'm gonna fucking advantage all over you. 30,
is it 34 points of damage?
35.
Sorry, my bad.
I'll take my weight away.
I will.
You did it.
I did it. I hit.
This is the best part of his day.
Okay, who'd you hit?
Number 4s.
Number 4.
Oh.
36 plus a d10.
Wait, 13 points of damage?
No. Ooh, 10. 46. 48.
He's dead.
Yes.
You did it. We got full XP for that guy.
Here I am cleaning up after Bruce.
Alright, Glenn's turn. Glenn just moves up to that guy.
Thank you.
Let me look up something real quick.
That's also use one of your divinities. Your channel divinity.
I know, yeah.
Make sure you follow the rules.
What are you doing?
He's glinting.
I mean, once again, Glenn does a fucking massive AoE and makes this battle a lot easier.
Yeah, the problem with AoEs, though, is...
Oh, I get an extra D8 of radiant damage on my, Oh, that's... Oh, never mind, that's the optional feature. Never mind. I take it back. We don't usually use the optional features.
What?
Sure.
We don't. Aww.
You need a 19.
No.
18, actually.
No.
Oh.
All right.
Good dot. This is it.
He shoots his Eldritch Blast.
That one makes it. 18 does make it.
18 does hit.
Then they all hit.
Yes.
Yes. So I'm going to do 10.
And this perpetual mist is still around us.
I'm imagining Zod just being completely wasted and just killing it. Like
37.
37 points of damage?
Mm-hmm.
For all of it?
For all of it.
Okay.
That didn't do it? That didn't do it?
Yeah.
Come on.
He takes a drink.
It's fair. Oh, you can make me attack with your reaction. Oh, no, you can't. You're not next to me. Fuck.
Yeah.
You dumb fuck, you could have moved out.
Alright, well, this fight got a lot easier for me, so he's going to attack Weeblow.
Okay, there's three people around him.
I'm going to attack Weeblow.
Fuck.
He's the one doing all the damage. That's us. Does a 20 hit?
Yes.
Okay. Six points of damage.
He's dead.
Oh my god, we fully died?
We fought him on, like, this is bittersweet.
You're not a fan of Weeblow.
No. Neither of them like
Weeblow explodes. Alright, Vanta.
Yeah.
Do you want to roll?
I do.
There's no point in doing any smites, though, and wasting them. I think this guy's
They're
probably
almost dead.
Yeah.
Just hit him.
Yes.
One hit.
Yes. 21?
Yeah.
Yes.
You can roll 2d8 if you'd like.
In real life?
In real
IRL?
Life.
IRL?
Yeah.
Sorry, it just took me a second. 8 plus 5?
Twice, yeah. So 10. So 18 points of damage.
Okay.
No.
Nope.
We blow. Nat 20.
Ooh.
Nice.
And yeah, that hits.
I think you're gonna get it.
Well, this one, I actually get an extra damage die when I hit critical. So, first one rolls a 13. Oh, wait, yeah, that's wrong. 13. And then.
Dead air, Ken out loud.
55 points of damage.
Dead.
Yay!
Woo!
And Glenn is going to use his other channel divinity and pump 70 points of healing into Weeblow.
I don't like the way you rephrase that. Weeblow, come here. I want to pump some healing into you.
Thank you.
I got used to it. All right, that is 71,800 XP for you guys.
Oh my god, that's a lot of XP.
These guys weren't fucking around.
I'm sorry, 71,800?
Not for each of you.
Obviously.
Aww. You thought it was for all each of us?
I don't even know how to calculate that.
Yeah, it's divide by 5.
Oh. Look at Mr. I go to college.
That was a mistake.
14,360 each.
So that brings us up to
new level?
187, 510, 70. Right?
Is that next level?
Now I gotta look at what my where we currently are.
Yes, 187, 570. The next level is 195.
Ooh, we're close.
Right there.
We could have killed the rest of these guys and gotten the next level.
Could have. You know. Hindsight.
Although they had a lot of hit points on
they
them.
They did. I actually had to half the hit points for the other guys because there were 6 of them, and the fight would have just taken way too fucking long.
So it would have been soaking up the fucking damage. You want to eat meatballs?
I do.
Do it.
Right. We're at a break of Big Bean's racism.
And that's why you shouldn't have women doing certain jobs. No, cut that out. I was joking.
Nope.
No. States.
Okay.
What's the fucking joke? It's like women can do any job. Like they can be lady doctors or lady.
Yeah. Just doctors. What was like the? It's like what's her face? Sharon, not Sharon Osbourne, the kid. What the hell's her name?
When
she was like, if you deport all the Mexicans, who's going to clean your toilet? And they're like, ooh.
Yeah.
I get the sentiment, but it's not a...
I prefer a slave underclass.
Me, as an American, would enjoy having a slave underclass, just like back in the good old days. Right before the cotton gin.
Really bad thing. <everything. laughs>
Kelly Osbourne.
Kelly Osbourne. I kept thinking Mary. I was like, it's not fucking Mary.
She had no shame about that comment. No. She just went for it.
She just went right for it. And everyone's like,
well, she's not a smart person.
No.
What?
I mean, she got that Osbourne DNA, I'm sure.
I don't think any of them are.
Although they did prove that Ozzy Osbourne was kind of superhuman. Like,
from all his intake.
They found his DNA.
Tell me about the genes.
His genes have some kind of
genes.
Resistance to
Levi's.
To drugs.
Destruction. Okay.
Like it's like him, Keith Richards. They can do way more drugs than normal people.
Jealous.
Yeah, right.
Fuck.
It makes sense though, right?
My genes just gave me diabetes.
The diabetes.
The diabetes.
Santa got the diabetes. Why do you say it like that? Love Always Sunny. Oh God.
All right, do you have anything else prepared, Big Bean?
No, that's it. We're going.
One fight.
And that's it.
And we're done.
And I'm spent.
I had
a lot of work this week.
He did.
He's busy yelling at people.
Oh, they're awful people.
They're just awful. They totally deserve it.
They're
the worst. You should see the chain of emails that I had to deal with yesterday at 6 o'clock. Okay, so you are...
Read them on air.
I will. I'll do it right now. And for our fans...
From address is...
Why?
Oh, speaking of stupid email, I had a networking guy ping me, and he was all angry. He's like, I'm just emailing you directly, since no one from your team has emailed me, or has responded to this, blah, 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 blah. It's about some fucking... load balancer upgrade thing you're doing, whatever. Yeah. And I was like, usually someone responds. Like, and I looked at him, like, oh, I emailed our whole group. I'm like, someone had, like, and it was two emails. It was like over the last, like, week.
Ew.
And I was like, that, and then I looked closer. He used the wrong distribution group.
You fuck.
The one he had had two people in it, not the 11 in my group.
Yeah.
And it
suck
like,
a dick, boy. Yeah.
I was just like, oh, looks like you used the wrong distribution group.
We're dummy. Here for you.
So I'm gonna send this to my guys and we'll get you back to you. But it's like, come
don't
on,
be
man.
A little
like
bitch.
Look at like if I use a distribution group, I almost always look in
who's
to
in
it.
The group.
Right.
Make sure I'm sending to the thing. Yes.
Which use abbreviations. Do I know the person or are they new?
No, you probably know. I'll just say it and bleep myself.
Oh yeah.
Cat K or whatever.
He's not the best.
No.
He was a dancer.
None of them.
But not the Russian guy.
He's Russian, but not the, did he retire yet? Or is he still working?
Wait, which one are you talking about? No, I don't think he's there anymore.
What? You just completely forgot a developer? the Russian.
Oh, no, not my, like, on my team?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, that's
What's his name?
Russians are people.
Oh, that's it. Sorry.
Yeah, he's still.
You know how you do. Sometimes you get the gold and the ladies like it.
No, we do not.
He would wear like there was the other dude that would like button his shirt down to like here
to his navel.
To his navel. and he also looked like the missing link between humans and apes.
Yeah. Oh yes, I know you're talking about. Yeah.
See, you know that description fits so well.
Those are called Neanderthals.
I don't. You know what? I haven't seen him in a while.
What's that?
What if
he had a wrinkly like
big
forehead?
Forehead. Yeah.
I was like, is that just shaved bonobo? Bono. What the hell are they called? Bonobos, right?
Bonobos.
Yeah.
What the hell is a bonobo?
It's kind of monkey that's closest to the humans. DNA-wise.
Really? One moment.
Cliff, you don't know anything.
It's not like the, no, the guy, racism is so bad.
That's not racism. The guy was
white. Why is it racism?
The guy was white.
Jesus.
Was he?
Yeah.
He's Russian or whatever.
He was just some kind of Slav.
Yeah. You consider them white. I mean, you're liberal fucking bubble.
I mean, Eastern European is definitely touch and go for white. But there are some countries.
They're whiter than we are. They're super white.
No, I mean, from
they got, like,
a,
no sun.
I feel like I should be able to say that I'm mixed.
Sure.
Because I'm half Sicilian.
Uh-huh.
The rest, the northern Italian.
The bad half. Sicilian.
Right. But, like, clearly, like, Sicilian is Moors.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
yeah.
I'm
you
mixed.
Have you got a little
50-50.
Little more in you.
Can you give us an N-word pass?
I think Sicilians have gone far enough past the Moors that they
go worse. Just no,
the Sicilians are super racist usually. Like,
oh yes, my god. Yeah. Well, Italians are super racist.
Italians are racist against other Italians. You have people from Naples going, oh, fucking Sicilians and
yes. But I feel like I should be able to, when applying for a job, I feel like I should say that I'm mixed.
Yeah.
Right.
Race mix.
Yes.
I mean, if you do a, because you want your ancestry.
No.
You want your application thrown away?
Oh, I know why.
My sister and I are like.
You think someone's going to track you. And
Listen, my family appears to be normal. I don't want to know the difference.
That's fair. I get it. Look, I didn't either. Here I am.
Right
on. Just from a Father's Day gift.
Yes.
Which turned out I didn't have a father.
That was one of the best gifts I ever got.
That was the best. And the fact that it was a Father's Day gift is
that's so good.
It's the irony of it. Hey, I got a Father's Day gift and found out I didn't have a father.
Also, my entire culture is a lie.
Decimated.
He's like, now I can't say Mutru.
I was like, now I know how the Indians feel. Culture decimated.
Dots or feathers.
Well, you're getting a new. You're getting your father back.
I'm not. I don't care.
You might get his money.
I just want his money. That's all.
Well, Mary.
If he shows up on my other kid, so I'm not gonna say his name.
Not bad.
Fuck Mary. The other one.
I'm protecting.
Anywhere in USA.
I thought you guys were going to hit me with another shot, to be honest.
No. That's, we've already established that, like, that is not shocking.
Okay.
But he said it. Yeah, he shows up on mine, too. I'm like, okay, you got to start texting him, too. We're just going to fucking slam this guy.
Yeah.
With Ancestry messages.
Yes.
Like, I never got
Hey, Grampy.
Dude, you see it. You're on Ancestry. You see 50% DNA. What do you think that means?
Ancestry does that thing where I was on it years ago, but the thing where it was like, here's some tentative, and it kind of puts like a grayed out portrait that you can kind of like click and look at. He's just like, I'm not gonna look down. It's got all these down sprouts. He's like, no. He's like, horizontal
married.
And up.
I wasn't married, couldn't be me.
Yeah, never got married.
Dumbass. Yeah, but I mean, if you go into my Ancestry, like he can't hide it because it's the closest DNA match I have on Ancestry.
He's in South Carolina. We know where he lives.
We think he's in South Carolina.
Ancestry's like, this is your father.
Yeah, so, anyway.
Maybe he... invite him to D&D.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll love it.
Send him a link.
Dixie would love it.
Yeah, so it has...
I'd be like, I found you.
Like 50% shared DNA, and it says relationship, father. There's
Papa.
There's a Papa. Papa,
you based on the sign of gender to his.
And enough how he was like, role. I never lived there, and I was like,
parental unit.
It could be the way I texted him. I said, "Hey, you might be my dad." This is verbatim. Not looking for anything. My life is fine. Just trying to clear up my past.
You should have ran that through ChatGPT.
Imagine he's just sitting there on a Saturday.
But yes!
What the
fuck?
But I mean, he could look in the profile and go, oh, okay.
But we know you, so if that makes sense, someone who doesn't.
I'm very direct. I can't help it.
That's the next generation. Yeah. They're not.
Yeah, people think I'm a dick at work. I'm just autistic. I just. I just want people to do the shit I ask them to do.
Please just do your work.
Just do your work.
Like the, people can't
I beg
do that.
You.
But they can't do that.
Huh?
That's too much.
What can't?
Do their work.
Yeah, I know. No,
why is it too much?
It's too much.
Why, though?
Have you seen the people?
I have. They're just not much. They're just that people.
Like, yeah.
I said it last night. We have a QA team that doesn't QA. We have an applications team that doesn't develop apps. And we have a project manager team that can't manage projects.
Legitimately.
We have a QA team that can't QA.
Well, you got...
Application team, though.
I mean, our QA...
Rock stars.
Yeah, the application team there is really good.
The email
PMO
is
actually half decent, though.
The QA...
Although everyone's leaving. Everyone's
oh,
dying.
Oh, because...
Yeah, we already had three people from them leave.
Do they...
And the one that is closest to our team...
Oh, no,
she's on her way out, probably.
Forced out, or she's
no, no,
she's now, yeah, peacing out
because she can't be in the office anymore.
Why?
It sucks. Yeah, it sucks, and she's just like, I can't do it because she gets like too much anxiety. And
oh, her. Okay.
So she's just like, nope.
Smell you later.
I get it.
It does suck, dude. When I know I'm going into the office, I feel worse.
The worst.
Yeah.
I just feel worse.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even like that before.
What are you doing, iPad? What the fuck is this?
It went away. You're good now, bro.
Like, I don't, like, even before when it was like, oh, we're going to go in once in a while. Like, it was, like, fine. It was, like, almost like a day trip.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I'm going to go get a lunch. I'll see you guys. Yes. And, like, we won't do any work. But, like, well.
It'll be, yeah.
Now it's, like, forced in. No. And we're in a different building that's in a terrible spot.
Where is it?
It's 22.
Anywhere USA.
But there's nothing around there.
There's
for
nothing.
Lunch. Like the
no.
the God center knows. City has better. Yeah, but like half the stuff that is around there doesn't open till 4. So there's like some nice restaurants, but they're not open.
Fucking.
And like especially in the winter, you're not walking to fucking Devil's Alley or whatever. Like,
no.
Yeah, that's too far from.
It's a hike.
We walk there, obviously, because we don't do work. But
I mean, when you're in it's hard to do. That's the problem. And when you're
this is awful too, because we have a full open office.
That's
space.
Even worse.
No,
it's the worst.
No,
you gotta stand
there,
and I hate,
no conference rooms.
And I hate the other people that I work with.
Of course.
And imagine sitting next to them.
And with, like,
and
they say
looking
say at
them
all fucking day.
I can't take it.
I was telling Big Bean the other day, like, I cannot reconcile the fact that 10 years ago, I used to wake up, bring my kids to daycare, get a train into the city, go work a full 8-hour day, then reverse all of that, and then start my night routine at like 6 o'clock at night.
It's
like,
crazy.
That's insane.
I would not go back to working in an office. I mean, even if I had to like figure something out, you know what I mean? Like I'm not.
Are you gonna shoot people?
I was thinking Morty was gonna go into corner work. Even if I have to figure
only
something
fans.
Out.
If I, well, you know, I'm sure there's someone out there that is interested in a fat, bald ginger.
Stop.